Jillian comes out tomorrow in Europe and in 1 month in the U.S. How pleased are you guys with this album?
Well, I'm very pleased with the album. I definitely think that this is the best album we've ever done. So as long as we feel that there's progression in the band and in the production and in the songwriting, I think that, we're happy with it. And also the response from all media and all the people that have heard the album is very, very good. So, we're definitely happy with it.
What inspirations or concepts do you had in mind when you were writing this album?
Well, we wanted to have a little more direct approach to the music and the overall theme on the album. We wanted to have more thrash metal, more metal sounding riffs, more in your face kind of music, and a lot more power and heaviness to the album. So that was the kind of overall idea that we had. Focus more on the metal, and also have an album that would end in a like really big epic way. For the last couple of songs, I just wanted to go really over the top when it came to the amount of tracks I added on guitars and keyboards and everything. So I think it sounds also like it's definitely the biggest production that we have done as well. Like I said, the overall idea was to have more of a direct approach and have more thrash and heavy elements to it.
And what about lyrically? What are the ideas behind this album?
It's not like a continuous story from Colossus or whatever, but we wanted to focus. Keep of Colossus is taken from a book series about Earthsea, where Colossus is the eldest and most powerful dragon. So we've always been like fantasy inspired, but this time we actually decided to, like I said, do a more direct approach to the theme on the album as well, and bringing more of that draconic lore into the album and write lyrics around those kind of myths and legends, do it more draconic style. So to emphasize that what Keep of Caution is.
And with all the production that you mentioned that you have on the album, are you guys concerned that it's not going to sound as good when you play it live?
No, not really. We have tested a couple of songs live, and it's definitely the most powerful songs we have in the live set now. We're working on getting there for the live shows as well, and I've been working for years to try and simulate two guitarists when I'm playing live and stuff, so we're getting closer and closer, and of course it won't sound exactly the same as the album, but I'm one of those people that rather want to do a rock show, and have a little bit of difference from the album, and we jam a lot, and we'll never play the same breaks or fill-ins live, and I just do some slides or squeals or whatever, and we have a lot of feeling when we're playing. It's not like everything is totally planned, so we like to have that open kind of rock attitude to our live shows as well. So like I said, I'm one of those people who think that the live show doesn't necessarily need to sound exactly like the album, because then you can just sit at home and listen to the album.
Yeah, that is exactly true. And yeah. And what about, I mean, you guys are set to come back to the U.S. in November. Are you guys excited about that? What are your opinions about the bands on the same bill?
Yeah, we're definitely excited about it. When we, in November, it will be 2 years since our last time over there. And we love touring America, so definitely very excited about it. And I think that a band like Nile, I mean, their audience is probably a lot more open to our kind of music than many of the other bands that we have toured with earlier. So I think that the package is good. It's also many bands on the bill that focus a lot on epic extreme metal. I mean, if it's epic death metal or epic black metal, but like the more like Nile and Ex-Deo are all about epic metal, you know. And Keep of Coisin was one of the early bands that started doing epic extreme metal. So I think that it will be a very good bill. And also a bill that will fit Keep of Coisin very well.
And how do you think that your fan base increased when you toured 2 years ago? Do you think that the same people are going to come out now, or this album will appeal to newer crowds because of the way, like you mentioned, the riffing is kind of more traditional, old-school metal now?
I definitely hope that all the people that saw us last time will come out and see us now as well. But it's always about the package as well, you know. I think that this album has a broader appeal and a lot more potential. And like I said, I think that because today it's in the live situation that you actually win the most crowd and win the newest, most new fans. So by bringing these songs to the live show, I think we'll add a lot for Keep of Coisin, and our live shows will be easier to catch on to for the audience that haven't heard the band from before. So I think that will add a lot to our live show.
And do you guys are still sticking to the four-member lineup, like you said? We talked with you guys last year in France, and you say because Symmetry, is this is the same feeling you have?
Yeah, definitely. I think Symmetry is important live, and we are a four-piece, and we try to keep it that way. And actually, it's also kind of more economical reasons, because if you add another person, it's actually not one-fourth or one-fifth of the expenses. It's, I mean, if you just take four people traveling around and you have to take a taxi, four people can take one taxi, while five people have to take two taxis, so it's actually twice the amount. And same for hotel rooms. Instead of two hotel rooms, you have to have three hotel rooms. Also, nightliners, you have to have extra bed in the nightliner. So everything like that costs a lot of money. Flight tickets to America, for instance, is very expensive from Europe. Visa applications, stuff like that, it's actually a lot of money. So I don't think we could be able to tour as much as we do if we actually added another person. And for us, it's more important to be out there and tour. And like I said, we're working on finding other solutions on adding to our live show and also to our sound in the live situation, especially as far as the guitar sound. I'm constantly working and trying to get it to be thick enough and powerful enough with only one guitar.
And just to kind of close it up, I mean, what are the future plans after Reptilian for the band? Where do you think you want to take your music, both musically and?
Well, I've actually planned a couple of albums ahead. I always do that. I think that we will do one more that is yeah, some kind of based in the same, kind of thrash metal, thrash epic metal. But after that, I'm hoping and thinking about doing a double album, which will be like over the top epic, with a lot of symphonic arrangements and probably a lot of keyboards and stuff as well, but try to do it really, really, really big and epic, but at the same time keep the keep, of course, in atmosphere there and the riffing style, of course. So yeah, we'll just have to see what happens now, because a project like that also costs a lot of money, so hopefully the van will grow a little more and I can realize all those ideas and dreams that I have musically. But for now, we're releasing Reptilian and doing some touring, doing festivals in Europe, and then doing the American tour, of course. And after that, we're hoping to actually see if we can tour more in the American market on this album as well, than just this Nile tour. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Are there any other remarks that you want to use to close this interview off?
Well, I hope that the American audience finds time to catch us live when we hit the stage in November, and we are definitely looking forward to playing for the American audiences again. We always have a great time playing there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for...